Aaron Kachavar, Book 3, Chapter 12 of The Ecclesiastical History of England of the Venerable Bede. Chapter 12, How a Little Boy Was Cured of a Fever at His Tomb. Some time after, there was a certain little boy in the said monastery who had been long grievously troubled with a fever. He was one day anxiously expecting the hour when his fit was to come on, when one of the brothers, coming in to him, said, "I shall tell you, my son, how you may be cured from this sickness. Rise, enter the church, and go close to Oswald's tomb. Sit down, and stay there quiet, and do not leave it. Do not come away, or stir from the place, till the time is past, when the fever leaves you. Then I will go in and fetch you away." The boy did as he was advised, and the disease durst not assail him as he sat by the saint's tomb, but fled in such fear that it did not dare to touch him, either the second or third day, or ever after. The brother that came from thence and told me this added that at the time when he was talking with me, the young man was then still living in the monastery, on whom, when a boy, that miracle of healing had been wrought. Nor need we wonder that the prayers of that king who is now reigning with our Lord should be very efficacious with him, since he, whilst yet governing his temporal kingdom, was always wont to pray and labor more for that which is eternal. Nay, it is said that he often continued in prayer from the hour of morning thanksgiving till it was day, and that by reason of his constant custom of praying or giving thanks to God, he was wont always, wherever he sat, to hold his hands on his knees, with the palms turned upwards. It is also commonly affirmed, and has passed into a proverb, that he ended his life in prayer, for when he was beset with the weapons of his enemies, and perceived that death was at hand, he prayed for the souls of his army, whence it was proverbially said, "Lord, have mercy on their souls," said Oswald, as he fell to the ground. Now his bones were translated to the monastery, which we have mentioned, and buried therein. But the king who slew him commanded his head and hands, with arms to be cut off from the body, and set upon stakes. But his successor in the throne, Oswy, coming thither the next year with his army, took them down and buried his head in the cemetery of the church of Lidsfarne, and the hands and arms in his royal city. End of chapter 12 of The Ecclesiastical History of England of the Venerable Bede.